What does the librarian say when she has to leave?
I don't know.
What?
Time to book.
It's time for the children's hour. Broadcasting from the Central and Unser Library in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Thanks for being with us, the Sillyettes. Introduce yourself, would you?
I'm Lily, and I play the ukulele, and I'm 14. The song that we just played, that's an original I wrote about like a year ago, and I wrote it for my friends and my family, And every time I play, it makes me really think about them. So our band's called the Silhouettes, and my sister is on the drums. Her name's Lola, and she's 12. And on the guitar to my left, we have my dad.
Well, welcome to the Children's Hour. Great to have you. You all live out in Gallup, New Mexico. And thanks for coming all the way in. And you are tuned to the Children's Hour. I am Katie Stone, and I am just delighted to be here with all of our crew here. Hello, crew. Hi, everybody. Hi.
Hello.
Hello, audience. Nice to see you. And we are especially excited because on today's show, we have a lot going on. Standing next to us is New Mexico's Congressional District Number 1 Representative, Deb Holland. Please give a warm welcome.
Hi, everyone.
Congresswoman Holland, she grew up in a military family, and your dad was a 30-year combat Marine. He was awarded the Silver Star Medal for saving 6 lives during Vietnam. Mm. Wow. Your mom is a Navy veteran who was a federal employee for 25 years in Indian education. And you were a single mom. And
we listened to the Children's Hour when my daughter was growing up.
Oh, that's so great. You are from the Pueblo of Laguna. You have Jemez Pueblo heritage. And we're just so thrilled. You are one
Thank
of the
you.
First two Native American women
That's right.
elected.
Long
to-
overdue.
Way overdue. And we're proud that you're our congresswoman.
Thank you. I'm proud. I'm honored and proud to be your congresswoman and be all of your congresswoman, too.
You have been a public servant before you even were knew what that was.
Well, yeah. I mean, in
As a
way,
child,
yes.
Like
in a way, yes. Well, my parents
child.
Serving our country, yes, of course. But also for a long time, I've worked really hard to make sure that people had a chance to vote. I traveled in Indian country. I've been to Gallup so many times because I really felt like it was important that everyone's voice is heard. So I tried really hard to make sure that folks got out to vote when it was time. I drove them to the polls. I registered them. So that was always fun.
Yeah. Well, we're going to, the kids, are you all ready? Well, we should probably introduce the crew. I'm Katie. We'll come down over here.
Hello, it's Zen.
Hi, I'm Lucas.
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Yodelahee-hoo, it's Imogene.
Hi, it's Evan.
Zen, let's start with you. I know you have a question for the Congresswoman.
As a woman of Congress, what exactly is it that you do?
Well, the ultimate thing that we all want to do is make sure that we're making the lives of our constituents better, which collectively, all 435 of us, making the lives of people in this country better. So we work on authoring legislation that we can pass in our chamber, the House chamber. We meet with people. We in my district office, if somebody has trouble, for example, getting their Social Security benefits or their veterans benefits, we open a case for them and we make sure that they can get the benefits that they're eligible for. So we help people on the ground here in New Mexico, and then in D.C., we work to pass legislation that will help people.
Good question.
What was your favorite, since we're in a library, what was your favorite book when you were a kid, and what's your favorite book now?
My favorite book when I was a kid, probably Charlotte's Web. I think I read that about 4 times.
Everyone's like, oh.
Sorry, I don't know if that's a good one or a bad one, but Charlotte's Web, but my daughter's favorite book when she was growing up, we read it over and over and over again, was The Giving Tree. Has anyone ever read that?
Great
yeah,
book.
That was a good book. It's always a good book. I should read it now.
And then
it makes me cry, though. I get kind of sad reading it.
What's your favorite book now?
My favorite book now? Well, I've moved on to really boring books that the kids probably won't like. Like the last one I read was called The Waxman Report.
Oh.
And they're like, and everyone's eyes glaze over. That's about Henry Waxman and his time in Congress and how successful he was. Even if when he was in the minority, he helped to change the laws. Like Henry Waxman, we can thank him for people not smoking in public places.
Wow. Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Thank you, Henry Waxman.
Yes.
So, wait, you're in that situation now where it's pretty hard to get laws passed all the way through both houses. And
yes, but we can't stop trying.
And is that the message that Henry Waxman had?
Yes, Henry Waxman really believed that when he was in the minority, he worked on things to sort of like bring them up to a head so that when they got in the majority, he was able to get things passed. See, you have to really get public input and support for the things that you want to do. So like he talked about it being so difficult taking on this huge tobacco industry, right? But he kept inching forward. And by the time, you know, he was able to be the chairman of the committee and bring them all in front of him, he was able to make some change with that. So you can't ever stop trying.
Sounds good. I like that attitude.
Yes.
What is your perspective on gun safety and how do you plan to reduce the number of school shootings?
So in Congress, we've already passed a bill in the House, H.R. 8, and it makes everybody have a background check. Every single person before they want to have a gun, it makes them have a background check. And then there's also another bill that we passed that would increase the waiting period to 10 days instead of 3 days. So there was a shooter who went into a church and shot people, and he was able to get a gun because his address was wrong on his application for his gun license. And because there was a law that says after 3 days, you can still have your gun, even if we don't complete the background check, he was able to get a gun. So we increased that to 10 days to give everybody time to make sure that they're in, you know, looking at everyone's background so that if they shouldn't have a gun, then they don't get a gun. But those are two good laws that we passed this time around, and hoping that the U.S. Senate will bring them to the floor so they can pass those laws in the Senate, because I really care about kids and I don't want any student being afraid to go to school.
What's your favorite part of the job?
My favorite part of the job really is talking with people. I meet some wonderful, wonderful people in my job. And I'll give you an example of one. A doctor who I met, he came into my office. His name is Sanjeev Arora, and he started the ECHO program. It's this ECHO program that can help people all over the world. Even if the doctor isn't right there in front of you, he can still help you using modern technology and community partners. And so he was really, he's a very smart man, but he cares about people, and when I met him, it was a really great day.
I love that. We're speaking with Congresswoman Deb Haaland. She represents New Mexico's Congressional District Number 1. And I guess I want to ask you some questions. And I know, Evan, you have a question too, and we can come to that. But before we come to your question, I just want to ask a question about process.
Okay.
A lot of us can't understand why when you have a great bill and a great law and it goes through the House, or it doesn't go through the House, or it comes from the Senate. Like, when I have a great idea, Katie's Law, okay, well, that's actually something already, but if I have a great idea, the Children's Hour Law, and we bring it all the way to you, what happens
it
there?
It should just happen, right?
Well, I mean, I should be able to come to you and say, isn't this a great idea? And you say, what a great idea. Then what happens?
Let's get it
done. What if that happens? I bring you a great idea.
So if you gave me a great idea for a law that you thought should go into effect because it would help every single child in the world, then we would have some meetings and we would find out exactly what it would do. And then we might have some hearings in our committees. We'd bring you and some other kids to the witness table, and we'd ask questions so that we could fully understand exactly what kind of law it is that you want to pass. And then we would have the Congressional Research Service research every part of it to make sure that we're not missing anything, and then they put it in this nice font that looks good on paper. And once we have a bill that's kind of written up, then we talk to all of our colleagues and say, you should support this bill, and then we get co-sponsors to it, and then we file it in the House. And then everyone thinks it's terrific, so all the House members pass it. You know, we get it to the floor, and there's a big board on the wall, and you have your card, and you can put it in and vote yes or no. So everybody votes yes, and then we send it over to the Senate side, and hopefully they do the same thing. And then the president eventually signs the bill, and it becomes law.
That is a very long process.
It is. It takes a long time. That's why it took Henry Waxman 20 years to stop smoking in public places. But
that seems crazy. Evan, you have a great question. Would you like to come to a mic and ask it? That'd be great. Come all the way up, buddy. Okay. You're listening to the Children's Hour, broadcasting at the Central and Unser Library with Congresswoman Deb Haaland. Go for it, Evan.
How can kids help New Mexico have 100% clean energy?
Wow. Well, I think you guys, so you guys have a lot of say, whether you believe it or not. And I am thinking about this group of kids called, they call themselves Global We, Global Warming Emergency. And you know what they did? They went to the city council and they said, we don't want plastic bags or straws in our city, and we want you to pass a law that says we shouldn't have plastic bags or straws because we care about our environment and we care about the future of our planet. And so all those kids went to the city council and talked to the city councilors, and I think we got a bag bill passed.
We
goes
did.
Into effect sometime soon.
Yep.
But I think, you know, you guys, we're us adults, sometimes we need kids to tell us what to do. I'm just saying.
We're all for that on the
right?
Children's Hour. Yeah, I think everyone in the room
So you guys tell us, and that's why whenever I was trying to get people to vote so we could get people elected who care about the environment and who want clean energy, I would always tell the kids, go home and tell your parents to vote. So yes, we want to, I am very, very strong on renewable energy. In fact, I have solar panels on my house and we have an electric car.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
We're speaking with Congresswoman Deb Haaland, and we're going to come back with her after a break. You're tuned to the Children's Hour, broadcasting from the Central and Unser Library. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit dedicated to producing high-quality kids' public radio. Support provided by listeners just like you. Learn more at childrenshour.org. Follow us on social media. We're at TCH Radio. The Children's Hour will be right back.
Are at the Central and Unser Library right here in Albuquerque on the west side. We got a great audience. Hello, everybody. Great to have you here. And we also have Congresswoman Deb Haaland, who has taken so graciously the time to come on the Children's Hour.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for letting us just ask you a bajillion questions. Imogene, you're burning with a question. Go for it.
I have two things. One, so my sister, she is in a group called Earth Guardians,
mm-hmm.
and she helps with the plastic bag ban.
Great.
And what is going on currently?
In Congress, with respect to, like, climate change and the environment and things like that? So one thing is that myself and Congressman Ben Ray Lujan and Congresswoman Xochitl Torres-Small, we all co-sponsored a bill to protect Chaco Canyon from drilling.
Wow. Yay. So for those, for people listening around the country who have no idea what Chaco Canyon is.
Chaco Canyon is a National Historic Park, I believe the designation is, and it's in northwestern New Mexico. And it's my ancestral homeland. The Pueblo Indians lived there centuries and centuries ago. And they built these big, beautiful structures. And now anybody, any of you can go see it and just think about what it was like for Native Americans from centuries and centuries ago to live and work and play there. And so we want to make sure that we're protecting it for all you guys and kids who aren't actually born yet. We don't want fracking and drilling in that area. We want to keep it very nice. And I'll tell you, because it's my ancestral homeland, I care deeply about it, but it belongs to all New Mexicans. And so that's why we want to protect it.
Yeah, thank you for doing that. We needed that. And it is a World Heritage Site, too, just
Thank
like
you.
Babylon was just created as a World Heritage Site. So it is really a treasure for everyone on the planet, Chaco
yes.
Canyon.
Yes.
And I recommend enough going hiking in Chaco Canyon with kids, because it is a lot of fun. The doorways in the little rooms are like kid size, so it's kind of fun.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, really. Okay, go ahead, Zen.
What other really important things are you working on up there in Congress.
Well, I'd like to think that every single thing I work on is important, but but I'll tell you one. This'll make all your parents happy. We recently filed a bill, a universal child care bill, that will help people to have child care. So I'll tell you, as a single mom, when I was raising my daughter, it was really hard because I couldn't afford child care. So I had to always consider that when I was working or doing anything, in fact. So we feel like if we pass a universal child care bill in both houses, the House and the Senate, and the President signs it, that it will help millions and millions of kids and parents to be able to afford child care so that they can go to school or get the job they want or you know, just do other things. Because in part of that child care bill, it has an educational component so that it's early childhood education also, and it works with local child care entities. But I think that would change people's lives and for the better. And so that's one big thing that I'm working on that I'll be getting a lot of support for.
So child care, that is so important. Other countries offer that for kids and for working parents. And so it's really time the United States caught up. Thank you for doing that.
Indeed.
There
are, and of course, we're working to make sure that people can have, everybody can have health care too. And that's really important to kids.
It is. Go ahead, Imogene.
What's the hardest part of your job?
Besides walking 7 miles a day?
Yes.
I just showed her my shoes. They're worn out from all the walking I do there. The hardest part of my job is, well, you know, sometimes it's a little frustrating, right? Like you really, really, like I'll tell you, the House passed a bunch of bills, like good bills, bipartisan bills, that would help a lot of people, and they're kind of just sitting over in the Senate not doing anything. So we would really like those bills to get on the Senate floor so that they can pass the Senate also, because sometimes it's a little frustrating to work really hard and then you're moving forward, and then all of a sudden everything stops. So we'd like it to keep going.
Mm.
We'd like things to keep going, and I think that would be really good for all you guys.
Are there other parts of your job that feel like you have such great ideas and so many good things that you could be doing that get stuck by something else that has nothing to do with Congress? And I guess we are here in New Mexico. We're a border state, and I cannot help but think about the border and what's happening down there. And it almost seems like Congress isn't doing much about that, and I know you're trying, but what are you doing?
Yes. Well, Yes, there was a bill that was passed, humanitarian aid package for the kids on the southern border, and so I hope that they do what needs to be done for those children, because I feel really sad about all of that.
Yeah, we do too. Mm-hmm. We do too. But in other news, you are working on pretty amazing initiatives for Native American country since you've been in office. Can you talk a little bit about that?
So one of them is a Native American business incubator bill that will help Native businesses to get started. And I just feel really strongly that here in New Mexico and here in Albuquerque, small businesses are the backbone of our community here. And if people, sometimes people don't need a whole bunch of money to get started. They need a little bit of money and they need a place to get started perhaps. And so, so we thought that would be helpful to folks. And of course there's a really sad situation here in our country, and they call it the crisis of missing and murdered Indigenous women. So we're working hard on that too, so that every family in our country can feel safe.
We love those ideas. We're speaking with Congresswoman Deb Haaland. She's one of the first two ever elected to Congress Native American women in our country. And I think the kids have exhausted all their questions. Any more questions? I know one of the questions that one of the kids who's not here asked me to ask you, which I'm going to get on the table.
Okay.
Congresswoman, how do you live both in New Mexico and in Washington? And if you have pets, how do you handle them?
So I have four dogs, if you can believe that. I have four shelter dogs and one res dog. If anyone knows what they know what a res dog, the Sillyettes know what a res dog is because they live in Gallup. I have three shelter dogs and one res dog, and I'm very, very lucky that my significant other takes care of all four dogs. He takes them for walks every single day, which I can't do when I'm in Washington D.C. So let's give him a hand real quick.
Yay. Right over there. So do you rent an apartment in
D.C.? I rent an apartment. It's very expensive, just throwing that out there. Washington, D.C. is an expensive city to live in. But I'll tell you what, I did not take my car to Washington, D.C. I walk every day to my office, which saves carbon from going into the atmosphere. And I take the metro whenever I have to go somewhere else besides that's not close to Capitol Hill. So it's about a half a mile from my apartment to my office. So I walk there every day. And then I'm just going to put a plug in for water bottles because I'm trying to do zero waste on my cups. So I take my water bottle every day to all my committee hearings and everything like that. And my colleagues are, you know, they're starting to take theirs too.
I love it. I love it. One last question from Zen. Let's hear it.
So being a congresswoman, has that affected how people treat you and think of you?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, when I see people in the grocery store, they recognize me now. So it takes, when it used to take 15 minutes, now it takes 45 minutes. But because I have to say hi to everybody. But you know, it's like I'm a New Mexican and we're all New Mexicans and we all care about our state and our city and we all like we're one big family. So I think they pretty much treat me the same as they always did.
Congresswoman Deb Haaland represents New Mexico's Congressional District Number 1, encompassing most of Albuquerque and I think all of Albuquerque and a little bit of the surrounding area. Thank you so much for being with us on the Children's
Hour.
You
guys are awesome. I hope I didn't bore you too much.
Oh, you didn't at all. Thank you.
Ooh, you sure got to climb a lot of steps to get to this Capitol building here in Washington. But I wonder who that sad little scrap of paper is.
I'm just a bill, yes, I'm only a bill, and I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. Well, it's a long, long journey to the capital city. It's a long, long wait while I'm sitting in committee, but I know I'll be a law someday. At least I hope and pray that I will, but
today I am still just a Bill.
Gee, Bill, you certainly have a lot of patience and courage.
Well, I got this far. When I started out, I wasn't a Bill at all. I was just an idea. You see, some folks back home decided they wanted to pass a law, so they called their local congressman. And he said, you're right, there ought to be a law. Then he sat down, wrote me out, and introduced me to Congress. And I became a bill, and I'll remain a bill until they decide to make me a law.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I got as far as Capitol Hill. Well, now I'm stuck in committee, and I'll sit here and wait while a few key congressmen discuss and debate whether they should let me be a law. But today I'm still just a bill.
Listen to those congressmen arguing. Is all that discussion and debate about you?
Yeah, I'm one of the lucky ones. Most bills never even get this far. I hope they decide to report on me favorably, otherwise I may die.
Die?
Yeah, die in committee. Ooh, but it looks like I'm gonna live. Now I go to the House of Representatives and they vote on me.
They vote yes, what happens?
Then I go to the Senate and the whole thing starts all over again.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And if they vote for me on Capitol Hill, well, then I'm off to the White House where I wait in line with a lot of other bills for the president to sign. And if he signs me, then I'll be a law. But today I am still just a bill.
You mean even if the whole Congress says you should be a law, the president can still say no?
Yes, it's called a veto. If the president vetoes me, I have to go back to Congress and they vote on me again. And by that time, you're so
old. By that time, it's very unlikely that you become a law. It's not easy to become a law, is it?
Nah.
But how I hope and pray that I will. But today I am still just a bill.
He signed your bill. Now you're a law.
Right on.
Well, we learned it's not that easy, eh? It takes a long time to get a bill to be a law. You are tuned into the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone, and here with a lot of great people at the Central and Unser Library. Hi, everybody. Hi. Nice crowd here. Lots of kids. And Mary Sue Hauser, you're the big boss woman here at the Central and Unser Library.
I am.
You're the boss, and I'm so happy you're with us. You're a librarian.
I am.
And we can't wait to talk to you more. So we have a lot of questions for you.
How do you, other libraries connect with this one? And what is the kind of relationship with libraries around the country?
Okay, that is actually a great question. So here at the Albuquerque Public Library, Bernalillo County, first of all, we're the library for Albuquerque and Bernalillo County, so that's a connection. And then all 18 of our branches all across the city are connected. So when you get a library card here, it's good anywhere that you go around the city. We share our collection. So that's a connection. So you can check things out here and return them at another library. Beyond that, we also have what's called interlibrary loan. So if you're looking for something that we don't have here in our system, we'll check at all our libraries. If we don't have it, we have a way of connecting with libraries around the country to bring that in for you. It's sort of like a club, and we pay a fee, and they pay a fee, and we share books that way. That way we can make sure that even if you're living in Albuquerque, you can get anything you need.
I love that. I love that. How old is the concept of a library? Libraries seem like, I know what we read in the news years back about the library in Timbuktu is like 3,000 years old, something like that.
Okay, well, one of the things about being a librarian is that you feel really strongly about making sure that you give people the correct information. So that's why we're so much better than Google. we give you the correct information. So now you've got me worried because you've asked me a question that I don't know the precise answer to. But I will say libraries are thousands of years old. It is a sort of part of the human condition to want to celebrate ideas and learning and and knowledge and have a place where people can come together to celebrate that. So libraries are certainly thousands of years old.
I love the idea that we're part of something so old. Yeah, please, come to your mic. Yeah.
What's your favorite book?
Oh, that's the hardest question ever. And Congresswoman Holland already kind of took a couple of mine.
You really like that Henry Waxman book, too.
You know, I've been reading it every night.
Because it puts you to sleep.
But she talked about Charlotte's Web and the Giving Tree. I love children's books. And I feel that children's books speak to us, to speak to everyone of all ages in a way that other books do not. So I'm going to stick with Congresswoman Holland's Charlotte's Web.
She had a pretty good list.
Yeah, that's a tough one to beat.
Is there anything that you wish people knew about libraries that people just don't really know?
That list is very long. But
your top three.
I wish that everyone knew that the public library is here for everyone. Everything is at the public library is free and open to the public. If there's a program going on, it's for you. If there's a library built in your neighborhood, it's for you. If there are materials at your library, they're for you. They're for everyone. And they're here to meet the needs of the community. People often ask me, how have libraries changed? Libraries are so different. That is true, because we have a wide range of materials that we might not have had 10 years ago even. But the basic purpose of the library is to provide a community space for people to come together for learning and families to be together to find the information you need. That part hasn't changed. So if there's something you need, the library is the place to check and see if they can help you. Our motto is, we may not have it, but we can sure find it for you. So know that the library is for you. We have lots and lots of digital resources available on our website that you don't even have to necessarily have a library card for, although we wish that you would come get a library card. But things to help you with your homework.
And that's abclibrary.org.
Correct.
Thank you for being on the Children's Hour. Mary Sue Hauser.
Thank you.
And you're listening to the Children's Hour. Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit dedicated to producing high-quality kids' public radio. Support provided by the Friends of the Children's Hour. Find out more at childrenshour.org. Support also provided by the Limestone Fund of the Greater Cincinnati Foundation and by Vision Broadcast.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids' Public Radio. We'll be right back.
the Sillyettes.
Oh, thank you.
What was that song? Tell us about it.
That song's called Yellow. That song I wrote it for Ashlyn Mike, the one who was murdered up in Shiprock.
That was so sad when that happened. And I love that you have a tribute to her. You all are from Gallup. And you are, you've told the audience before, but in case folks are just tuning in, you're a kids band. You're 14?
Yeah, I'm 14 now.
And your sister?
She's 12.
12. Amazing. You guys have been playing together how long?
For about 3 years.
Fantastic. I know you have a lot more music to play. It's almost, do you play all originals?
Not all originals. I do covers too.
Oh, cool. What are you going to play for us next?
This next song is a cover. It's called Diana. It's an old song.
Sillyettes.
The Children's Hour is written and produced by Katie Stone with help from all of us on the kids' crew.
Engineering was provided by Andres Martinez here at the library and Jerry DeTata back at controls at UNM. K-U-N-M.
Julia Wolf, Kyan Allen, and Leela Allen handle our social media feeds, which you can find at TCH Radio on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Taking the photo you see posted are Children's Hour parents, Gary Newell and Vanessa Vassar.
And Vanessa was taking the photos today. Thank you, Vanessa. And many, many thanks to Congresswoman Deb Haaland for being with us on the show today. Thank you also to the Sillyettes playing in the background from Gallup, New Mexico. And They're pretty great. You've been listening to the Children's Hour and loving what I'm hearing from the Sillyettes. You want to take it away into a song? The Sillyettes from Gallup, New Mexico. Sillyettes.
Oh, thank you.
Right here on the Children's Hour. Thank you for being with us. We sure loved having you. And we're going to go out with just a little of this, Las Papaya by Sidestepper. And that's going to be followed by Playing for Change. Catch us next week for another edition of the Children's Hour.
I'm ready to riddle with this. Some people whine and giggle. Come with the orchestra tonight. We're featuring the fiddles. They wanna dance a little. Charanga in the middle. Pull your ring, oh.
I make the red bull say kill. Mojitos make them a bull. Forget the wolves, I strive to wipe through itches, giving trouble. I am a free spirit. I love to whip this ticket. Don't like the vice, I put the paper in a proper panic.
Time getting critical. People so cynical. Forget about the spiritual. All about the physical. Man a rap style suit with no principle. Would a slam in the gal. Dirty or clinical. But a jar of crumbs out a hen a funeral. Mama bad I what a hysterical. Then try to tell us where you get accidental. But you have 70 to 50 in a job your mental.
Happiness we give them. I am the drums and bass, my melody where I can swing them. I am the needle and groove, the dancing shoes and the moves. We wanna party. We have nothing to prove. Tonight you're having no fears. Dancing with musical cheers. With hands of rubber wood. Put your hands them up in the air. Try this last bonitas. I love your life, I eat us. One love for me and the woo. One love for me and the woo.
Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit dedicated to producing high-quality kids' public radio. Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow. Meow Wolf is a proud supporter of the Children's Hour. Meow Wolf believes that engaging educational content is one of the best ways to fuel a child's imagination, and that's truly a powerful thing. We'll be back next week with another edition of
The Children's Hour! Kids Public Radio!